The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Your sign's up, your Christmas lights are working, see?
Hey, great!
I'm just connecting these heaters up, so if I can put the kettle on...
Kettle? We've no time for brews. I'm opening for business in 24 hours. There's 500 handbills gone out, and I'm hoping for queues a mile long this time tomorrow.
Well, I've earned a sit down if I've earned nowt else.
You'll have to sit in a draft then. I've got a van full of stock to unload.
Oh, good stuff, is it?
What? You'd get better stuff off a barrow. Mind, I've had a belting idea. Party packs. You get crackers, Christmas deckies, 6 chocolate snowmen.
They want to invest in 2 good locks while there's chucking the money about. They've lost one lot of stock. They don't want to be losing another.
Don't remind me. I'm trying to pretend that it were a bad dream.
Have you run this chap Des to grind yet?
Yeah, finally rang his HQ down at Market Drayton. Caught him in.
How did he take it?
Well, he weren't happy.
I should hope not. I wouldn't be. I'd be stringing you up, our Wendy.
Des is a gentleman.
Ah, he'd need to be. He trusts you with valuable stock, 500 pounds worth, and you leave it in an empty shop, no insurance against theft.
It wasn't all his boozers went. I'd shelled out 250 quid, remember? If this Christmas stock don't sell, I'll be skint.
Ah, he'll want reimbursing, though. I mean, that booze were on your premises. It were your responsibility.
I offered. Not that I had it. Luckily, he said he wouldn't dream of taking out. In a way, he said it were his fault. I'd never have thought of buying booze but for rave club. And that, well, looks like it were a rumour.
On second thoughts, it were all too crafty. I mean, ask yourself who had a motive. Who were demanding a stiff rent for this shop? Would you have taken it on but for that tale about this rave club? It all comes down to this woman, the one our Mark were involved with and got his fingers burnt, this Sue Pritchard.
Hey, Sue. She rang me this morning, our Wendy. Poor kid was in quite a state. All the stock had been pinched. Could I ever forgive her? She'd make it right, but she'd have to have time.
Which you refused her, of course.
I was tempted. Would have been quite a giggle. Her paying me back for booze I'd stolen twice and then resold for a profit, if you see what I mean.
Dimly. But you didn't. You took your loss like a Christian.
Oh, yes. Like a besotted Christian. That's my trouble. I'm not ruthless enough.
No guilt, even though you liked our Wendy?
It's a tough old world. And what about you? You set it all up.
Oh, I just did my job. Got good terms for a not very attractive or marketable property. You told the lies, did the larceny, so watch it.
But you're the hate figure. They think I'm a saint. It's Sue Pritchard they're sticking the pins in.
I'm armour-plated. It takes more than pins.
Regards to Leonard. See you soon.
Oh, before you toddle off, there's one last impossible request.
What's that?
Be good.
Right, Wilf. Reporting for duty.
Oh, right, at last. I know there's only part-time, but I were thinking of Dockinney. Where has been?
I've come from Anley, but stuck an age. I've been giving our Wendy a lift. Her shop opens tomorrow. As soon as I've done my shift here, I'll be back clocking on. It's all good when folk know you'll work for nowt.
Work for nowt? Thee? That's news to me. Princely wage I'm paying thee.
I passed Elaine on my way in. She seemed in a rush. You ain't for light, have you?
Nah, have we, Eck? She just nipped down to clinic for get her prescription renewed. Shift out of that optic to change.
Where's your towels? I'll make a start on these glasses. I see you. That's a new brand, innit? That Malta's this fixin' in the optic.
Listen. Oh, aye, aye. Chap came in last week back. Oh, showed me a dozen bottles. Oh,
that's dicey, innit, Wilf? Would Rory like it?
Not when it's wines and spirits. They're only bothered about ale. Mind, you have to know your onions if you're buying blind sort of thing. You have to be quick on. I'll beat the bloke right down. Got them dirt cheap, these little beauties. Smooth young fella, but I were too sharp for him.
Are these them? This cart near, but they sell a trap.
Ah, that's him. See you through Christmas then, Will. 80% proof, this chap says, and 200% profit. That were like his catchphrase. You have to like him, but I drove hard bargain even so.
This is our windy stock.
Eh?
This is some of the booze they got pinched.
Rubbish. It's discount stuff. Special to trade. That Wendy wouldn't even be offered it.
I'm telling thee, I was there when she gave the cops a list of what had gone missing. This was the fuss she remembered. Red cardboard box containing 12 bottles of malt whiskey, one opened. They'd had a nip from it, her and the chap had sold it her.
Well, go to the foot of our stairs.
That's been done. This is stolen property. That's been had. There ain't even 12 bottles.
There were. I gave Eileen one last night. Sort of early Christmas box, like. Oh, I paid good money. Cash money. Oh, I feel faint. Here, come out the road. Let's get to that optic. I need a stiffener.
Hey, go easy. That's our Wendy's booze be, right?
Booze. Booze. Ah, God, it's cold tea.
Afternoon. I've come get my prescription, Duck. I saw doctor yesterday. It's only like a repeat.
Yes, right. It'll be here somewhere. So much paperwork. I won't be a tick.
Hey, Citizens Advice Bureau, fancy that. Are you a customer and all?
I beg your pardon.
Well, not being nosy, but I couldn't help seeing as you're filling one of their forms in.
Well, nothing wrong with your eyesight, obviously.
Oh, no, crow's feet can't hide from me. It's just as they sorted my debts, you see. That's how I know the bum fly. Are they sorting your debts out, Doug?
I don't have any.
Oh, well, I want to check up. I thought I did, now you can be up to your ears and never know it with all this credit and sorts.
That's hardly likely. We have a very tight budget.
Does it make your eyes water? Hey, I tell you what, though, is a dish, ain't he? That Citizen's Advice chap.
What on earth are you on about?
Won't up, be a devil. I fancies him. I did. I still do. But you have to be grown up about these things. Mind, apart from his looks, he's brilliant when it comes to tackling your debts.
I'm being seen by a lady.
Well, thank heaven for that. We'll be scratching each other's eyes out. Anyhow, he's got enough on his plate without likes of us pestering him. I'm right ashamed where I carried on. So if you're giving him glad eye, then what's come down to earth?
I'm not giving him the glad eye. As I said, I'm seeing a lady. And my problem is not debt, it's noisy neighbours. They've suggested I take the nuisance and then consult the Environmental Health Department at the Town Hall.
Ooh, I say, how he toffee-nosed. Any road, there's no chance. There's old enough to be his grandmother. And I'll have my prescription, if you don't mind. I didn't come here to argue about your love life.
By all means. Love life. The very idea.
No need to take offence, I'm only saying.
Your prescription.
Don't tar very much and think on.
Am I going mad, or is the world?
I couldn't help overhearing that little exchange, Nurse Collins. Your private life is none of my business, but when it comes to rowdy disputes in the clinic...
Really, Doctor, how dare you? I'm up to here. I'd go home this minute and leave you to it, but them next door will be making their flaming din. They put cupboards up at 3 a.m. in the morning. And before you say answer that, Doctor, I'm not answering it. Answering the rotten telephone is not my job!
Hello?
What?
Have I got the right place? I'm looking for Des Mitchell.
Oh, he's in the office. Des! Someone to see you. It's a glass door with a crack in.
Hey, Wendy. This is a surprise. Welcome to the depot. What fetches you all this way?
You'll never guess.
Come into the office. Have a pew. Coffee? The machine needs fixing, but there should be enough in the thermos.
Turn the charm off, Des. It's wasted on me. I know the truth.
Oh, do you? Well, you've succeeded where great thinkers through the ages have failed.
Number one, the Rave Club.
A figment of Sue Pritchard's imagination.
Which you knew from the start.
I'm sure I did. Sue's my sister-in-law. I owed her a favour. She asked me to feed you the rumour. Oh, come on, you'd have taken the shop anyway. The terms weren't that bad. That randy little Bert Gavin was giving it away. And I only have to look at you to know why.
Number two. You stole that booze and resold it, didn't you?
Prove that.
Oh, I can prove it. Remember the Jolly Potters? You sold the landlord a dozen bottles of malt.
Correction. Four malt, four cold tea and four water and gravy browning.
Well, it's me dad's local and the landlord remembers you.
He better hadn't. Landlords who receive stolen goods can easily lose their licence.
I want me 250 quid back.
OK. Fair cop. But let's say 200, shall we? Write the rest off to experience.
200, then, and hand it over.
Here. I can't pretend it's small change. But in a way, I'm not sorry you rumbled me. You're a good kid, Wendy. I was getting twinges. Count it. I shan't get indignant.
I liked you, Des. I still do. Bad lots have a fatal attraction. Now I know the worst and we're quits.
I'm married. I've got two lovely kids. I'm a cheat, but I don't cheat on my family. At least, I haven't yet.
Mrs. Pritchard?
Yes, dear, what is it? You're not a croupier, are you? I've a feeling we've met, but I can't quite place you. It must be the gin.
The name's Colclough. Gavin's dead told me you might be here.
Did he? Good old Gavin. Nice, isn't it, when colleagues take an interest in their habits, even the bad ones, like gambling. Some people might call it nosy, but it gives me a warm feeling.
I went to see your brother-in-law this afternoon.
Ah, gotcha. You're the Colclough who took the shop down Copeland Street, the one who didn't like my terms. Couldn't sweet-talk me like you sweet-talked our Gavin, Randy Gavin, as we call him.
Cut the cackle for Pete's sake, you're twisted.
Oh, I'm a corkscrew. I'm a spiral staircase. And I suppose you're as straight as a die. How's that little brother of yours, Marky Warky? Still living in sin with the noble Bernard? Pillar of the community and all that. He stank of hypocrisy, that man. Even his rotten aftershave couldn't hide it.
That's over, it's history.
Oh, is it indeed? And I suppose it's history that I helped your twitty little brother to get his house back, that I got him started in the property business.
And just by the way, like you tricked him into paying top price for a house you had left you that were only worth washers.
He got a bargain. And what did I get? A few measly thousand and resign or else. Well, I went, and I've done well. You could learn from me, Wendy. We could be pals.
No more bets, please.
You ever played the tables? There's nothing like it if you want thrills. Not that they're particularly cheap, and looking at you, I'd say cheap's the word that fits.
Tear up that lease. I don't want that shot round my neck after Christmas.
Sorry. Can't be did.
You trick me.
And you don't take that lying down. You take a lot lying down, but not that. So grow up. You heard a rumour, you fell for it. A rave club fortunes to be made. And how? Selling drink to bits of kids, binges. Oh, very commendable. Very high-minded.
You hard face cow. I'll show you.
You hit me. You actually hit me.
That's right. It's some of folk from round here due to cheats and swindlers who think that they're flaming clever. Well, you won't look so flaming clever in the morning, will you? Because you'll have a shiner.
Well, you take that then.
Oh, you bitch. No way. Because you're going to have two right, you damn bitch. Stand up.
Excuse me. My chips are all over the...
Today's episode was written and devised by Tony Perrin. The serial was created and produced independently by Mike Hall.
The Colcloughs return with another episode tomorrow.